Free agency flurry has settled down now 4 days into the new league year, and even though the Broncos didn't necessarily make those big headlines fans have gotten used to the last couple of years, they still made some significant moves that are worth talking about here at Dove Valley with Phil and Andrew. I'm Chris. Let's talk about what happened so far early on in free agency and start with what they did there right before the league year started, Andrew, and then less than an hour after it started, taking care of the tight end position, which, as we talked about earlier, got wide open real quick with the loss of Julius Thomas.
Yeah, took care of tight end. They brought in Owen Daniels, formerly of Baltimore and of Houston. So, of course, no one is more familiar with Gary Kubiak's offense than Owen Daniels from all those years in Houston and Baltimore. And I think he's going to be a really important piece as far as bridging the gap between the offense as it was the last 3 years with Peyton Manning running it and a lot of the nomenclature and the calls and what Gary Kubiak is bringing into that. To that end, Daniels was invited by Peyton Manning to a Duke to go participate in the annual offseason sessions, so I think that's going to be the first step in bringing those two systems together in addition to what Gary Kubiak is doing upstairs. And then Virgil Green, you know about him from the last four seasons as a Bronco, from being a seventh round pick to now one of the better blockers at tight end in the league, and I think they're going to have him emerge more as a pass catching threat going forward without Julius Thomas around. And really, I look at these two together and it feels very similar to back in 2012 when you had Jacob Tammy and Joel Dreesen as the top two tight ends. Neither was a big name, by themselves, but combined, they were very effective. I think you can see the same thing going forward.
Yeah, and hopefully you get some of that red zone production back that you talked about would go away with the departure of Julius Thomas. And also a unique scenario, you got a new player coming to the Broncos who current players will go to asking, hey, what might this offense look like? Very unique, but it is exciting. I think building that bridge, very important. And it kind of, Phil, points to a bigger picture that you talked about with John Elway and, to some degree, head coach Gary Kubiak about this all being part of a grander plan, even though Twitter didn't necessarily, the needle didn't move a whole bunch on that first day. It's still the beginning of what's a whole process this offseason.
Yeah, I mean, building a team is a year-long process. And even though a lot of moves were made around the league, that first 24-hour flurry there, it's really a year-long process. And John Elway talked about that. He talked about seeing some of the younger guys kind of develop a little bit more. A guy like Cody Latimer going to be a little bit more involved this year. The guys along the offensive line, somebody like Michael Schofield, I think they want to see them develop just a little bit more, get out onto the field a little bit more. And those are almost like two free agent pickups just like that, getting those two on the field.
Finally, on Thursday afternoon, the Broncos did what they could to add a little depth to the defensive line, adding Vance Walker, who will play for his third AFC West team. Andrew, briefly, before we kind of get out of this, what is he bringing? Why do you think the Broncos brought him in?
He brings depth. I mean, he's a guy that can work as a three tech or a five tech, which is, something you're going to see a lot of in the Wade Phillips 3-4, so he can relieve Derek Wolfe and Malik Jackson. You need guys to rotate in, keep the top two fresh. He doesn't project as a starter unless you have an injury up front, but certainly he can give you some good snaps. And, some of his best work came in the 3-4 in Kansas City last year, came late in the season when he got in there a lot more. It seemed like, more reps made him more effective. He was on a per-play basis one of the league's more effective run defenders. He can take up two blockers when you need him to and has a very high football IQ to the point where he was talking about how he talked shop with Bill Kolar, defensive line coach, for a couple of hours on Thursday. So I think he's going to be a good fit going forward.
Yeah, you need that, especially the timing worked out as such where last year defensive line starter Terrence Knighton signed with the Washington Redskins. So the Broncos needing to fill some holes. That's the news for now with Dove Valley with Phil and Andrew. I'm Chris. For agency, again, as Phil said, it's not over. It's just getting started. When news breaks, we'll bring it to you and have everything else that you could possibly need here on DenverBroncos.com.